Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're headed into the holiday season and want to let folks know that the Cass County Extension Office will be closing for a few days over the holidays. We will close at noon on Friday, the 22nd of December, and be closed on the 25th and 26th of December to allow our staff to spend some time with their families over the holidays. We hope you'll consider stopping in to see us on the 27th when we reopen for regular business hours at 8 a.m. Also want to let folks know that we do have a program coming up over the winter break for youth. On Their Own and OK is a program to help youth learn the skills and gain confidence to stay home on their own. This program is being offered in partnership with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA and will be held at the YMCA for the day, the 28th of December. Join us from 9 to 4 at the YMCA for On Their Own and OK, a free program partnership between Extension and the Y. For more information on that program, you can stop in the office or pick up a flyer at the Y. Information is also available on our website for On Their Own and OK, a program offered to youth who are currently in 4th through 8th grade. So go ahead and get registered for that program by the end of this week and reserve your spot. And also, if you're looking for some last-minute holiday gifts, the Extension Office does currently have the 2018 Celebrating with Plants Garden Calendar in stock, a great gift for anyone on your holiday list who loves plants, gardening, or just pretty pictures of plants. The garden calendar, as always, chock full of helpful gardening tips and lots of spaces to write those useful gardening reminders. If you've got someone who enjoys cooking or healthy living on your Christmas list, you may also want to consider the Healthy and Homemade 2018 Nutrition and Fitness Calendar. Each month on the Nutrition and Fitness Calendar has a tasty recipe, nutrition information, and a cutout recipe card. Also a spot on there to track your physical activity for the month. All those available on the Extension online store, of course, but they are available right here in the Cass County Extension office if you're looking again for a last-minute gift. The garden calendars are $7 a piece, and the healthy and homemade calendars are $3 a piece for everyone on your holiday gift list. Some reminders from the folks at the ISU Extension Horticulture Hotline on caring for indoor plants during the winter months. A quick reminder that caring for indoor plants during the winter is a little bit different than during the summer months when they may be aggressively growing. When the weather outside gets frightful, taking care of indoor plants during the winter months gets a little more simple because indoor plants are not growing as much during the winter as they are during other seasons. So they may need watering less often and little to no fertilizing through the winter. Plants do still need to be watered in the same way, just not as often. If the spring and summer, they need to be watered every 6 to 7 days. In winter, it may be more like 8 or 9 days between water. Again, the plant would not need to be fertilized because it's not growing as aggressively, usually due to shorter day lengths and less sunlight. Days are short, plants don't get much light, and they also have a little cooler temperatures indoors, usually during the winter months. Indoor plants should not be fertilized during these conditions because that will encourage them to grow when indoor growing conditions are not favorable. One of the biggest problems for indoor plants in the winter is low humidity inside homes, causing plants to become dry. The moisture evaporates from the potting soil and water is lost through the plant leaves due to transpiration. You can help solve this problem by grouping plants together to help add moisture to the air in the vicinity of plants. Another way to raise humidity around indoor plants is to place pots in saucers with ridges on the bottom. When watering, the excess water will flow into the saucer and then evaporate into the air. When you are doing this, be cautious that the bottom of the pots remain above the water level so you don't have roots sitting in water, which can cause root death and ultimately death of the plant. Again, this information from the horticulture specialists at the ISU Extension Hortline. You can find all of that information and more on the ISU Extension website, including another article on caring for low-maintenance indoor plants, such as the ponytail palm, jade plant, umbrella tree, Norfolk Island pine, and peace lily for the latest Information, resources, research, and upcoming programs from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Here in Cass County, we invite you to visit our website, follow us on Facebook for updates, stopping in our office, or giving us a call at 712-243-1132. From all of us here at Cass County Extension, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and the best of the new year to you and yours. I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.